Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we will have Brian Costello from WFAN and the New York Post joining us to talk a little bit about Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold talk?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
I know Kevin has an uncomfortable affinity for Sam Darnold, and I wanted to get somebody that covers Sam Darnold on a daily basis.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think Kevin's uncomfortable about it.
It makes us uncomfortable, right? The way he loves this man. But we'll do that at 8:20, but right now it's time to go around the entire NFL and leap into some gridiron gravy.
I really want to be there for the scenario where that's how you react. And we start with injury or maybe motivation news. First of all, Ndamukong Suh has returned to practice today. He had been out with a knee injury, full participation for the Bucs today, so it looks like he will be good to go for their next game. Perhaps of more interest to a lot of people, Jalen Ramsey is expected to play this weekend, according to Jags owner Shad Khan, who said, well, I think he's going to be playing this week. It's something you have to balance what's good for the team with what the individual maybe wishes it might be. I met him a couple days ago. We had a heart-to-heart. He honestly said that. And I think we will be able to come to whatever makes sense for us all.
So the coach is getting fired.
Oh, no. Is that what you take from that?
I mean, if they came to an agreement.
I think there's a lot of times, you know, if you kind of separate yourself from something long enough, you can forgive and forget. And I do wonder if that's his kind of philosophy here is, look, we're all trying to work together and not all of us are always going to agree. But we do have this season we need to work on together. And we'd love to keep you around. Like, that's what my message would be. I want to win some football games. And I don't know what the – and you also have to figure out. I bet they know what the beef between the coach and the player is more than we do, for sure. And so I think that the owner sat down and said, look, we can fix this somehow. Let's do that. Colby disagrees.
No.
Because Colby was right about Dennis Smith Jr. and Rick Carlisle. And we saw how that situation worked out.
That's true. Guys, Zach Taylor with the Cincinnati Bengals has said, that's their head coach, in case you didn't know.
He doesn't even know that he's the head coach.
That is probably fair.
Pretty sure Marvin Lewis is the head coach.
No, not anymore. Just because they fired him once and then immediately brought him back. The next time they made the change, it stuck that time. The discussion was about trading A.J. Green, and he said, I heard the speculation, we're not trading the guy. So he said, we are not trading A.J. Green. In the meantime, A.J. Green returned to practice, but he was limited. However, he might be ready to go next week. Do you think there's anything salvageable for A.J. Green with the Bengals this year?
I mean, to get out there and show that he can, you know, still function as a wide receiver would be something salvageable for himself. Other than that, no, because they're trash. That whole thing is trash.
Yeah, I just can't see anything. And you know what? I'm going to talk about this with Costello in just a little bit. The Jets are in a bad situation, but they're trying to convince themselves that they can.
It's going
to
be okay.
That, you know, hey, that was just the first quarter of the season. We're on to the second, third, and fourth quarters. We still have time. And so, yeah, there's always something salvageable whenever you have more games left. It's just how long before the other people in the organization start saying, let's go ahead and make plans for the future of the franchise.
So just because the coach says, yeah, we're not going to trade you, the rest of them might be like, Yeah, that's not really your call.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
Exactly. Especially if you're going to hinge a lot of it on the draft this year. You know, hey, maybe I'd like to get a new quarterback. Maybe I'd like to get a, you know, add a couple other players. What can I get for some of these players that we do have?
Now, Keenan Allen picked up a bold strategy today. So, in his last game against the Broncos, he had 4 catches for 18 yards. So, not a particularly good game by any stretch of the imagination. He was covered, for the most part, by Chris Harris. So, this is how he decided to respond after getting shut down by Chris Harris. Quote, I swear this is true. Now, y'all know damn well that boy can't hold my jock strap. Stop it.
I mean,
he did.
He did. I don't know. I wouldn't say, man, I held your, I'm not going to complete that sentence because that's dumb.
Sure.
I wouldn't use that as like, ah, I got you. I defeated you or whatever. But, you know, that's what he did. So
now he has a history of going after the Broncos in particular. Last year, keep in mind, this was after a game that they lost to Denver.
Nice.
He said, quote, no, I don't think they played well at all. We dominated the game. Turnovers. We gave them some points, and that's what happened. They suck.
Wow.
That is actually what he said.
Amazing. Is when you make reference to somebody as that boy,
seems disrespectful, right?
Is that the most disrespectful thing that you can cleanly say about somebody?
I think it depends, because like I know, and this is a weird comparison, but I know in wrestling, like Vince McMahon seems to think that calling someone a bastard is the worst thing you can ever possibly.
You bastard.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe for some people it's bastard. Maybe for some people it's boy.
You remember how was it Brennan would always get offended by buddy?
Yes.
I'd be like, hey, buddy.
That's why we had to fire him.
Oh, it's so condescending of you. Yeah, we made that decision.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Guys, let's talk about Daniel Jones. He doesn't like Tom Brady. They're in the midst of playing right now. And he said that the first time he saw Tom Brady win a Super Bowl, he was 6. Now, he is from Carolina, and he was watching the Patriots and Panthers Super Bowl. And he said, I was watching with a family friend. Obviously, it was heartbreaking when kicker Adam Vinatieri made that field goal, because that's the only way Captain Field Goal ever wins Super Bowls.
Hold on.
All right, so maybe that last part I added, but the rest of it is true.
Like a you thing.
So, but the rest of it he did say. So poor Daniel Jones was heartbroken after watching his team lose to the Patriots.
Oh, I can understand that. Man, that's how old Tom Brady is, too, though. Daniel Jones is actually a little bit of a concern for the future for me.
Because you think he's going to be good?
I've been watching him a little more lately, and like he makes the throws. He makes them on time. He looks like he knows what he's doing. He's looked like he knows what he's doing sometimes. I didn't love his arm coming out of the combine and everything. Yeah. And the more I watched it, I'm like, oh man, if the team wasn't such junk, I really think the Giants would have something. It's just their skill players are just not as talented as they should be.
Now, Corey, I think
except for Barkley, you know, and Ingram, they just don't have those guys available.
I think you'll get a kick out of this story. Last week, we talked about the fine that Jamal Adams picked up for his hit on Baker Mayfield, and you told him to go out there and play angry.
Mm-hmm.
He might not have to be as angry, as he actually won his appeal.
Yeah, that's something I'm going to ask Costello, too, because it was
$21,000. $21,056, because the NFL is weird.
And Colby, he said he's going to use that money to go buy his mom a birthday present.
Oh, that's going to be a sweet present.
And so I want to ask Costello, I want to be like, dude, look, what kind of present are you getting for 21 grand? Have you talked to Adams about this? So I'm interested to know if Jamal Adams is like, man, it's just going to be a gold egg.
I'd be really excited if he has the insight on that. I really will.
Man, I'll tell you what, the greatest $21,000 gift you could give me
whiskey
is $21,000.
Oh, okay. I really thought you were about to say $21,000 worth of whiskey.
But you're going to spend all of that.
Ooh, what if? Okay, Colby, check it out. In this scenario, I spent the $56 on a briefcase and a barrel. What if in the briefcase I have $10,500 in cash, and in the barrel I have $10,500 worth of bottles of whiskey? Would you hug me?
Is that what required?
Yes.
Have you already given it to me?
You have a lot of whiskey, dude.
I do.
And money. That's right. Two things.
It's behind this fence that only raises once you hug me. It activates it.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, heck yeah.
Would you sleep with him?
No.
Okay. I mean, you saw how hard it was just to get a hug. It's like we're dating in
all
the 1950s.
All you had to do is lay in a bed together.
Oh.
What?
Sure.
Does it? No.
Two men consensually laying together.
I mean, I've laid in a bed with a man before. Guys, let's go to Todd Gurley. You're welcome. Let's go to Todd Gurley. We told you the other day he was missing practice.
What?
You've never laid in a bed with a man?
I think he was surprised about the Todd Gurley news.
Oh, yeah. He might not play on Sunday, Colby. I know. Shocking news. Shocker. Indeed. Because that quad injury continues to be concern to him. You have follow-up questions? I don't know who the man was. I'm just saying. It's only logical that at some point I laid in a bed with a man. Couldn't tell you his name. That probably didn't help my case at all, does it? I just kind of replayed the last 20 seconds, and now I can see Reggie just putting his head down, and I just replayed what happened, and that's probably not how I wanted that scenario to play out.
Again, one of the best things to see in studio is Reggie's reaction to all of the things that we say.
He's so disappointed in so many elements about our show. Guys, let's go to the Ravens, where a couple weeks ago, Justin Tucker tried a drop kick kickoff. It looked really cool. The NFL said, no more of that nonsense, thank you.
Why?
They have outlawed the drop kick kickoff.
What? Why?
Because it's fun.
Was it legal before?
Yes. It was.
Well, then why'd they get rid of it? The kicking game's stupid anyway.
They're haters, that's why.
That's hate.
Hateration.
We talked to the league office per Harbaugh. We explained exactly what we were doing and how it was going to go, and they said it was legal and we could do it. The officiating office said it was legal. Now somebody changed their mind because the NFL hates anything that's not homogenous to their product.
That is ridiculous.
It really
that's
is.
That's stupid. If it's been legal for the last 7,000 years, why isn't it legal anymore?
Only in the aspect of sports. I definitely don't think we should make that statement.
What?
Because there are a lot of terrible things that were legal in the last 7,000 years that it's probably for the best that we got rid of. Please don't say name any of them.
I was talking about specifically the drop kick.
Okay, just making sure.
And I was using hyperbole there.
Hey, I just want to make sure.
Over exaggeration.
I know what hyperbole means. Guys, let's go back to the Cowboys and the Jets. We told you that Chris Herndon was probably not going to play. He is definitely not going to play. He's going to miss 2 weeks
Pee-wee
with the
Herndon
hamstring injury. What? And also, C.J. Mosley is, quote, doubtful at best for the game against the Cowboys. That is a loss that you would think would definitely hurt the Jets. So, good news for the Cowboys that maybe the Jets will be missing one
or two of their best players. They have tons of injured players.
They really do. Guys, I have to tell you a good story about the Giants. I'm terribly sorry for that. So, Erica Morgan is a big-time New York Giants super fan. And so, on Saturday, she got to go out to the Giants facility as part of her Make-A-Wish Foundation wish. And she got to meet with everyone, high-five everyone. She got an autographed jersey from Eli, got to hang out during the walkthrough, and they made a customized jersey that said Erica on the back.
It's awesome.
She said, Eli gave me a hug. It was amazing. And I don't like the Giants, but whenever you can help out people that are obviously in need, I think it's tremendous.
Yeah,
I really do.
The spirits lifted so much in that moment right there, man. That's awesome.
I have terrible news about Gardner Minshew.
Oh, no.
Not only is he on the injury report.
Is he not a Gardner?
He'll probably be fine. Also, not a Minshew. So
the women's shoe?
He is in a fantasy football league. Nobody has him in their fantasy football league.
Even him?
Even him.
Why wouldn't he at least have him on his own bench?
Well, he said that he has Kyler Murray, who has 101 fantasy points to his 91, and it's a keeper league. So I don't know if that factored into it, but I just think it's funny that the fantasy football league that Gardner Minshew, the starting quarterback, is in, nobody in that league has him on their team.
Well, there are a bunch of buddies from high school that probably are doing it as a bit, right?
But I would get him and then put him on the bench and be like, you need to step it up if you want to start.
Yeah, no, I think it's funnier that they're all just being jerks about it and leaving him on the free agency
market. Hold on, right, like, so this is a keeper league. These are all buddies, so I imagine that there's some stakes tied to it at the end of the year.
Ooh, did you say stakes?
Maybe actual literal stakes.
Ooh.
So, seeing as he came into the year and he wasn't a starter, nobody drafted him, and you can't drop somebody that you want to keep to pick him up because you don't know if he's going to stay the starter.
True.
Hurtful. Poor Gardner Minshew.
Especially not for no bit.
We talked about Dan Cilio yesterday dropping some trade news bombs about Eli Manning. He was off to the races again today. He said the Browns are listening to offers for Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, I think I immediately saw a story afterwards that said, no, they aren't.
I mean, he said three teams.
Name them.
One of them you won't care about. One will concern you. One could terrify you.
Who's his sources?
I don't know.
All right.
This is 49ers.
Ooh.
Patriots.
Meh.
And the Eagles.
We beat the Giants whenever they had him before. What makes you think that we can't now? Look at how bad he's been with the Browns, too.
Woo!
He's destroying my fantasy team right now. So I don't think he's going to affect us that much.
Okay.
Bring it.
Wow.
I mean, you're probably just going to be stuck in Cleveland, but bring it. I dare you.
I like that kind of enthusiasm.
You have the balls to go to another team.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know if we need to say that.
What?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Brian Costello of the New York Post about how awesome Sam Darnold is. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. Hey there, folks. I want to tell you about our friends Mark and Scott Frankel at Frankel & Frankel. If you or somebody you know, bang! You get hurt in an accident, especially with the rain rolling through. You don't know what to do or who to talk to. Here's what you do. You do what we do here at The Fan. And you dial 214-333-3333.
Listen, for 25 years now, Frankel & Frankel have been fighting for their clients to get a recovery that is just. And that's why D Magazine has called them the best in DFW. When you've been in a wreck, it can be very overwhelming, especially, you know, under the circumstances. There's rain. There's all sorts of other things going on. You need experience, trusted representation to help recover lost wages, medical expenses, and so much more. And Scott and Mark Frankel, they have a team of lawyers that are focused on fighting to get you the recovery that you deserve.
So if you have been in an accident and it's someone else's fault, do what we do here at The Fan. What's that, Kevin? Well, you can go to frankelfirm.com or you can dial 214-333-3333 because Frankel & Frankel, they're the official lawyers of the Tolo. Find out why at, do you remember? 214-333-3333.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Franklin & Frankel. Have you been injured in an accident with a work truck or 18-wheeler? Well, don't worry about it. You just need to call 214-333-3333 or go online to frankelfirm.com, Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, in our efforts to provide you all the information about the upcoming opponent for the Cowboys, we reached out to our friends in New York, and currently we have Brian Costello, beat reporter for WFAN and the New York Post on with us. Brian, how you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. Cowboys are trying to bounce back, though. And the feeling, the sentiment right now is that this is the perfect team for a bounce back. Is that kind of how you feel, too?
It's hard to predict what the Jets are right now because they haven't had their quarterback for 3 weeks. And even in week one, I don't think he was himself because he was already feeling the effects of mono. So I'm not really sure what the Jets will look like on Sunday. They played pretty well defensively, even without, you know, when they didn't have Darnold, the defense was fine. The offense just has been completely inept without him. So I'm not really sure what to expect Sunday.
Well, and that's, you know, Adam Gase said recently that Darnold, like, cleans up a lot of the mistakes. Mm-hmm. Is he talking specifically about, like, the offensive line or the receivers? What do you think he's talking about there?
Everything. I mean, they've been playing with a third-string quarterback, which is not the way to win football games. And I kind of remember the last time the Jets and Cowboys played was in the 2015 season when Romo was hurt. And I think Matt Castle started that game, and then Kellen Moore might have come into that game, I think, at quarterback. But it was sort of, you know, the Cowboys couldn't do much offensively. That's what the Jets look like right now with when Luke Falk was at quarterback. He's just not ready to be an NFL quarterback right now. I'm not saying he never will be, but with what they were doing the last couple of weeks, they didn't look like an NFL team because they just couldn't get anything straight. So Sam will clean a lot of that up.
And I'm assuming we're talking with Brian Costello from the New York Post. I'm assuming since you're in that general area, you know, like I know down here in Texas, that Sam Darnold is an upgrade from pretty much every quarterback, and he's going to fix what ails the Jets, right?
I was tipped off that you were a big Sam Darnold fan.
How can you not be? The hyperbole set up by that organization when your GM said this is going to be a day that's remembered in Jets history when you drafted him, and then after the first practice, your coach was like, I wish the season started now. Competition is over, like, more or less. I don't know how you can't be hyped up about Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I like Sam a lot. I don't know if I would take him over any quarterback in the NFL, but I think he's going to be good. But the one thing I would caution with right now, like everyone here is kind of saying, oh, Sam is back, everything's fixed. You know, this is a guy making his 15th career start. He has not even started a full season yet of 16 games. So, going into this season, it was kind of about let's see what Sam can do in year two. I feel like that's kind of been forgotten because he was sick and the Jets are 0-4, and now everyone's like, okay, he's going to come in and save this season. A lot of pressure on a 22-year-old kid. Sam has a lot of poise, but that's asking a lot.
Outside of just the poise, what are some of the, whether you've already seen it or the potential aspects in Sam Darnold that have him thought of so highly?
He makes a throw that makes you say, wow, usually, you know, once a practice or once a game or a couple times a game. He can make throws basically from uncomfortable positions. Like his feet don't have to be perfect. He doesn't have to be perfectly set. I've covered a lot of bad quarterbacks with the Jets because I've been around the Jets.
Right.
And, you know, even bad quarterbacks are okay in the NFL when everything is right around them, you know, and they have perfect protection when guys are open. They can operate. Sam doesn't need all that. Sam kind of figures out ways to operate even when things are breaking down. He's pretty good at keeping his eyes down the field. Doesn't really have to look at the rush. That being said, he's still a work in progress. Like I said, he's very young, only 15th game. So there's going to be mistakes. We only got to see him for one game this year, so I can't really make a judgment of where he is at right now. At the end of last year, he played pretty well down the stretch in the last four games. He only had one of his interceptions in the last four games. I think he took 15 total as a rookie, but only one came in when he returned from injury in the last four games. So he cut down on that. You know, the turnovers were kind of a knock on him coming out of USC. He really only had one true fumble last year. He's credited with more because of bad botched handoffs and some botched snaps and things like that, but there was one real true fumble. He cut down on those. So, you know, I'm eager to see what he's going to become in year two, and it kind of feels like it's just been delayed getting to see it because of the mono.
And no matter what kind of botched handoff he has, it will never be the worst in team history. So that's nice to know, right?
No, that's true. That's true. Mark Sanchez is locked down.
And I guess that's another thing, too. Is there there was a lot of, you know, concern about his health because of mono and his spleen and everything. And this is an offensive line that, what, is it a league-high 23 sacks given up so far?
Oh.
And is there actually still a concern about his health? And what's that offensive line saying they have to do better?
Yeah, well, he's cleared fully now by the doctors. You know, so his spleen, the problem with when you have mono is your spleen enlarges. And if your spleen... your spleen can be ruptured when it's enlarged, and if your spleen ruptures, you can die. So this was pretty serious business here, getting him back on the field. They were hoping he was going to come back last week. He practiced all last week, and then the doctors didn't clear him. So he's cleared. He has basically heavy protective gear that he's going to be wearing underneath his jersey to cover, even still cover the spleen and cover his all the, you know, the ribs and internal organs there. So they say he's fine. He can take a hit. They're not that worried about that. I mean, obviously, though, there's a regular concern about your quarterback getting hit, and last week was brutal with the offensive line giving up 10 sacks. You know, I think they just have to execute better. It's as simple as that. It's not some kind of trick that's going to happen here for this offensive line. They just haven't played very well. They had two new starters last week that they put in there. The communication has to improve on the line. They just have to be, you know, to steal the Belichick line. They just have to do their job because so far – they've just been collapsing in every possible way.
Now the team had Leonard Williams was involved and there were a number of other players, but it was a players only meeting this week. Well, what was the message? And have you noticed any difference in the guys' approach to practice this week?
I think the message was stick together. You know, it's easy for teams to splinter when you keep losing games. And some of the veterans stood up and spoke and said, you know, they've been through worse situations than this. And this team has talent, and they still just kind of, you know, reaffirming the belief that this team can do some things. I haven't noticed any differences in the team this week. I think it was more so just let's not point fingers. You know, the defense has been pretty good, so you can see a situation where the defense starts resenting the offense because the offense has just done nothing for the last few weeks. But, you know, I do think Sam coming back will change that.
Now, speaking of the defense, I know he's been out for several games, but the absence of CJ Mosley, I know he was only there for like the one game, but has that
three quarters.
Yeah. Well, sweet. Has that made any impact or not really, since he didn't really feel like he was there to begin with?
No, it made a clear impact because he was unbelievable for three quarters against the Bills in week one.
He had a pick six, right? Yeah.
He had a pick six. He recovered a fumble. And he made a play where this is when he hurt himself. It was down the field. I can't remember who the Bills receiver, the Bills speedy receiver. A guy used to be on the Cardinals. John Brown. He was speedy, you know, flying down the field, and Mosley drops in like a Tampa 2 look down the middle of the field and breaks his pass up in the end zone. That was just unbelievable play. But he pulls his groin on the play because he's chasing him down. And the Jets were up 16-0 when it happened, and they lost 17-16. That was the impact of Mosley leaving. Yeah, so it was dramatic. And now, since he's been gone, they've had Neville Hewitt has been playing in his place, and then Neville Hewitt had been the Will linebacker. They've been playing the rookie Blake Cashman in the place where Hewitt had been. They've been okay. They've been playing okay, but they basically have like one or two breakdowns of the game that are big. You know, against the Browns on Monday Night Football, Hewitt fell for a play fake, and Odell Beckham caught a little slant and then took it 89 yards for a touchdown. So it was like one little mistake, but it's a costly mistake. So they miss Mosley. They're not going to have him back this week. He hasn't practiced yesterday, today. He's not coming back. But they need to get him back as soon as possible.
With the interest of our own Cowboys team, we've been kind of looking around at what the weaknesses are of this Cowboys team, and there are a couple players on the Jets that I'm very interested in, and I'm wondering, would the Jets have any interest in moving on from a Leonard Williams or a Jamal Adams type player via trade?
That's two very different players.
Okay. Please send us Jamal Adams.
Yeah. Jamal Adams is not going anywhere. Okay. He's only in year three of his rookie deal. You know, and he's played great. He's been everything as advertised. You know, I'm sure he's a local guy for you guys. You guys have known about him for a long time. He's not going anywhere. Leonard Williams, I could see that happening. They have to make a decision. He'll be a free agent after this year. if this regime, you know, Adam Gase and Joe Douglas decides they're not going to pay him, then I could see them maybe trying to spin him off before the deadline to get a draft pick, depending on what they could get for him. Because if they decide they're going to want him for agency, why not try to grab a pick now? Mm-hmm. If it's a third round pick or something like that, I could see them doing that. But yeah, forget about Jamal.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, pipe dreams are always there for us, but Leonard would be a great opportunity too.
We did have a follow-up question about Jamal Adams though. Since
what kind of birthday gift?
Yeah, since his fine got rescinded, he said he's going to buy his mom a sweet $21,000 birthday gift. Did you give him any suggestions?
No, I don't know what he's going to get it for 21. That's a nice birthday gift. I'm not sure. It's your birthday, so he said he's going to get it. I was trying to get him Marcus May is the other Jets safety. They were drafted the same year in the first and the second round. And Marcus May went to Florida, and Jamal went to LSU, and you had a big game this weekend. I was suggesting to Marcus that he tell Jamal now that he got that $21,000 back, they could, you know, make a little wager on the game. But Jamal said he wasn't going to use the money that way.
I think that's double your money.
I think that's foolishness on Jamal's part. LSU is definitely going to win that game, so I don't know why he wouldn't do that.
Put your money up. Death Valley. Go ahead, put your money up.
Yeah, I need to go find $21,000, but I'll figure it out.
We got Powell and Montgomery, and they haven't been that involved in the offense so far yet. Yeah. And Gase says that he'd like to get them more involved in this. The way that the Cowboys guys in the middle have been eaten alive, do you think that that's one of the reasons or one of the ways that they really want to attack the Cowboys defense?
I don't know if it's specific to the Cowboys. The problem just has been the Jets haven't had a lot of plays. You know, they just haven't gotten to a rhythm offensively. Even the first game with Sam, they didn't find a great rhythm. They had one really good drive in that game. But so Le'Veon Bell has just been taking every snap, basically. And I think Gase loves having Bell and wasn't like taking him off the field, but it was weird because the summer in training camp they used Ty Montgomery specifically. Bilal Powell is kind of an extra player at this point, but Ty Montgomery had a big role with this team in the summer, and then he's just vanished since the season started. So I'm not sure if it's Cowboys specific, but I do think they want to weave Montgomery into the offense at some point here. So maybe you see that Sunday if they can get anything going offensively.
Now, I know we've been talking a lot about the Jets. Do you need to hustle back to the newsroom to start writing your Giants upset the Patriots story? Because there's a doings a transpiring there.
No. We got plenty of people in Foxborough to handle that.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, we appreciate the heads up. And if you can find out any way to convince the team to change their mind about Jamal Adams or at least Leonard Williams, please give them our direct phone number. We'll help facilitate that.
I will.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Brian Costello from the New York Post right there.
And WFAN up in New York as well.
Oh, man. We didn't ask like a plethora of my Francesa
questions. Oh, we should
have asked
all the Francesa questions. Oh, how dumb am I?
We really dropped the ball. We pulled a Francesa.
Yeah, we did. Like, we fell asleep in the middle of the interview.
Maybe in honor of that. I don't know if he'll listen back to this and think, then they immediately bashed parts of my radio station. Brian is great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So you should definitely listen to him and follow his stuff at the New York Post. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Ultimate Backfire, where ultimate overrated quarterbacks are getting exposed tonight. We'll do it next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Mesquite Mitsubishi. Mesquite Mitsubishi has the brand new Outlander Sport SUV starting at just $16,900. Visit them online at mymitsu.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, that moment where everything just went wrong, even though you had it all perfectly planned out. Hit the music.
Oh, it's happening right now. Oh, my Lord. You're in the midst of the ultimate backfire.
Starring a bag of pork rinds.
So,
featuring Corey Majors.
What's really interesting about that is he's like been coughing up a storm from eating these pork rinds. He stopped coughing for, I don't know, 30 seconds and then started eating more pork rinds, even though he'd been coughing like the entirety of the break. The second he stopped coughing, he was like, time for more pork rinds.
And mind you, it wasn't just coughing. It was coughing to where I was looking at something else, and I just kept hearing the coughing, and I had to ask him, are you okay?
Yeah. And now he's had to leave the room and go get something to drink because it was that catastrophic. Now that, my friends, is the ultimate backfire.
Is he back?
I'm back, guys.
Well, your mic's not on, so ultimate,
ultimate backfire again.
I'm back, 877-881-1053. Text in your ultimate backfire moments. Maybe it happened to you.
Maybe it happened to you.
Maybe it's a situation that you saw in the news media. Let us know. What?
Politics?
No, I was talking about like a, I don't know, maybe a player that did something or something, man. Just let us know.
What?
Things happen to me. Okay, here's
I know
one.
You're not coughing, but did you come back ready to talk?
Our friend Pam, she said that not a good way to end the day. Rain after dark, didn't make the turn well, leaving the freeway, hit the median, blew my front tire.
Oh, no.
Got off the road, and I'm waiting for a tow while the rain gets worse. And it is, in some areas of DFW right now, it is bad.
I just assumed right here, near downtown Dallas, it would start to rain at like 11:05 because that's usually what happens. Like it holds until the second we leave.
And we always have that as we're walking out and we're walking past a security guard, somebody will look over and go, dear God, it's raining.
Yeah. And Colby, I do believe there was one night where you were driving home and a literal canoe floated past you.
Yes. Yes, that is
Yes.
I was on the freeway. I was on 12 heading to Grand Prairie. And in the middle of the road, people were moving out of the way and it was raining really badly. And there is an actual canoe just kind of sliding down the road in the middle of everything and people are dodging it.
Yeah, so good luck with that, Kevin.
That's
tonight on your way home.
Like, that's legitimately amazing, actually. This is legitimately sad. From the 214, my ultimate backfire came at college graduation when I proposed to my girlfriend in front of about 8,000 people, and she said no.
Why would she say no?
Stop proposing in public. Stop it.
I mean,
stop.
He's sad already. Like, what happened after that? Did she tell you why? Did y'all ever get back together? Are y'all married now? Like, I need further information.
I imagine it wouldn't be an ultimate backfire if they were still together.
Yeah, that's probably a
fair
point.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Well, I guess you're right about that. But what if she just said, I just like the sex? And you're like, now you have a decision to make, right? Or do you?
No.
I mean, he's probably sad if he cared enough to propose. He's probably still sad.
Yeah, I guess this is a question here. Like, once you propose, if the answer is not definitively yes, that's the end of the relationship, right?
I would think so, too. But I don't know if
what if they're just not ready? What if you propose, like, the hours after her dad's funeral? And she's just not ready to go through with that.
You're not ready to get married because you can't read a room.
Yeah.
Probably the same room.
This is true. And your whole thought was, man, all our families together, this will be great. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. From the 817, texted my girlfriend about what great work she did last night. Accidentally texted that to my mom. Ultimate backfire.
That's unfortunate. That kind of happened to me once.
What?
Pardon?
But it wasn't my mom. It was my ex.
Oh, you texted me once.
D- Did I?
Oh, yeah. You texted something dirty to me once.
Oh, no. Are you sure that wasn't Tim?
Absolutely, it was you.
Oh, no.
Tim.
He texts me more cuddling things.
Or T. Collins.
Yeah, T. Collins.
That's better. Nobody
will
ever figure it out now.
He has texted me, I love you, on a number of occasions. Good night. And I'm like, hold on.
Maybe he meant that.
I think he does. But at the same time, he's also followed up immediately with, whoops, that wasn't for you.
Like, for me, it probably happens.
He texted me something about a Christmas outfit.
No. That happened with with somebody.
Wow.
Whew, that was close. That happened with somebody because, you know, like, there's a certain time of day when you think, like, you're having a conversation with somebody, and that's probably the only person that you're going to continue to have a conversation with at that point. Yes? Fair?
Uh-huh. All
right. And so then you just assume any text message that comes in is from that person. Now, imagine you're talking about some semblance of, like, you know, a Christmas-based role play thing, and then the person that you're talking to asks if you will send the Santa hat back for your son. But they don't say your son, and then they just say, what about the Santa hat? So you can see how one might get confused if they didn't look at the name because that was the conversation you were already having and it's late, and then you might text back something that you wish you didn't text back. And it's an ultimate backfire. And instead of immediately dealing with the repercussions of it, you just turn your phone off and pretend that the world doesn't exist. That is absolutely what I did. I didn't know what to do. I didn't immediately be like, my bad. I just turned my phone off. And that was all.
And you left all the questions out there.
Every single
one of them.
I did.
No, you have to.
I did not.
At that moment, you have to. I'm saying for the next time it ever happens.
I hope it doesn't come up again.
You have to immediately go and just either say the whole truth. This is what's going on. Sorry you got in the middle of it. That was not meant for you. Or lie your ass off. Either way.
I eventually did the second thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to lie, but in that instance, she was like, what? I was like, oh, yeah, no, I was just joking about. So I don't even remember what I said, but I definitely lied.
From the 817 texting my girlfriend. Oh, hold on. That was the one we just talked about. Sorry about that, guys. Uh-huh. My ultimate bad. I have not recovered yet.
Do you need to go get some more water or something?
Ultimate backfire. Thought I was just going to rain tonight in Arlington. Left my car in the driveway and just realized it's actually hailing some. And now I had to run outside in the rain and move my car into the garage.
Okay, that is bad. This is one of the more complex situations I think I've ever heard on Ultimate Backfire. From the 214, my wife sat me down and told me she was sleeping with my cousin.
Oof.
Well, I've been sleeping with her sister since before we were married. Ultimate backfire.
Yeesh.
Now, did you tell your wife that moment? You're like, well, I've been sleeping with your sister. Or did you just take the high ground? And you're like, I can't believe you would do that.
This is the thing. I think at that point, you can get even nice and quick. If you hold on to that, you're going to fall behind in this odd game that I've created. Right? Like, you take the high ground for a little bit, and then ultimately she finds out, you still lose.
Yeah.
From the 214.
That's a bad situation.
Ultimate backfire. My 13-year-old daughter begged me for a loft bed. So after 2 years, I finally caved, and she has a foot and a half between her mattress and the ceiling.
Time to put another bed underneath the loft.
I recently saw a picture of one of the breweries in downtown Manhattan project. They were they just redid their whole thing.
Where they made the atomic bomb?
I think it's Manhattan Project Brewing, and they just redid their whole tap room and brewery and everything. And there was this spot where one of their tanks was about this, like an inch away from one of their pipes, and they were like, perfectly planned or just got lucky. And all that money that you spend, and then you're like that close to being like, son of a gun, where I screwed everything up.
From the 682 Ultimate Backfire, my ex showed up at my house drunk in the middle of the night. I turned her down because I was sober. But her fiance found out, she came over somehow and broke off their engagement. Should have banged her to make it worth it.
No, I
mean,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think he's good.
You diddle what you can diddle. You just, that's a rule.
From the 214 Ultimate Backfire, just lost power at my apartment. Now listening to y'all in the dark. Please don't say anything scary.
Come on, from the 318, what about that time Kevin went to the airport to pick up a girl and she wasn't there and she said she was coming later and he said, no thanks. That absolutely happened. All right, this is like when cell phones were just kind of getting going and she left a voicemail on my answering machine back at my dorm. And I drove to Austin to pick her up, and I walked into the airport, and they're like, there's a phone call for Kevin Hagland on the white courtesy phone. And I was like, what's up? And then I realized that's probably not good. Like,
what, that the courtesy phone was only for whites?
No, okay.
What?
I don't know if that's how it went.
That was how it was described to me currently.
Okay, it was just the color of the phone was white. I don't think it was only for white people. That's
you didn't
absurd.
You didn't clarify.
Okay. So I was sad because I was like, oh, something bad probably happened. And they're like, were you waiting for so-and-so? I was like, yes. Oh, she missed her flight. Oh, okay. And I didn't really know what to do. And so I drove an hour and a half back to College Station. And then she was like, yeah, I'm going to fly down at this other time. Will you come get me? And I was like, nope. Because the reason why she missed her flight is she forgot what time her flight was.
I mean, that's a reason to miss a flight.
That is a terrible reason.
Sorry, I'm still caught up in this whites-only phone. Mm-hmm. This is a weird situation.
No, see, Corey understands. He's an ally.
It's just, yeah, that's your ally, Chokey McGee over there. It's like Clayton Kershaw in this piece. Oh, too soon?
I don't know.
I mean, he loses all the time.
Yeah, he absolutely does. Hey, coming up next, almost like I planned it. Where does Clayton Kershaw rank on your list of greatest athletes to never win it all?
Ooh, right behind Nelson Cruz.
Who is your number one? And how many times will Corey get punched? All of that next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.